ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا ما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم رب زدني علما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الأولين وصل على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين وصل على سيدنا محمد في النبيين وصل على سيدنا محمد في المرسلين وصل على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين اللهم آتي سيدنا محمد الوسيل والفضيل والشرف والدرجة الرفيعة وابعثه مقاما محمودا اللهم آمنا بسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولم نره فلا تحرمنا في الحياة في المنام رؤيته وارزقنا محبته واتباعه وتوفنا على ملته واسقنا من حوض شراب مليئا سائغا هنيئا لا نزمع بعده أبدا إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم بلغ روح سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه منا تحية وسلاما اللهم كما آمنا بسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولم نره فلا تحرمنا في الجنة رؤيته صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفض ومرافق نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. Respected listeners, respected mothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You know, today, people want success. And what is success? So, as a believer, as a ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we turn to Allah in His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sahabihi wa baraka wa sallam. And we see, what does Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahabihi wa baraka wa sallam say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ أَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدَ فَاز. Every soul will taste death. Every soul, every living thing will come to an end, every living thing will die. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ Whosoever has been kept away from the fire of hell, وَأُدَخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ and has been made to enter into Jannah, فَقَدْ فَازْ Indeed, he or she has succeeded. Indeed, he has succeeded. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلْكَيِّسُ مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَ True, clever, true, intelligent, true, prudent is he, Al-Kayyisu man daana nafsa, who keeps control over his desires, his egos, his nafs. Al-Kayyisu man daana nafsa, wa amila lima ba'd al-maut, and does actions and deeds for that which is to come after death. And he prepares for his life hereafter. Rasulullah ﷺ said, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka ghareeb aw abir as-sabeel." Be in this world as though you are a stranger or a wayfarer, a musafir. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. Dunya is a plantation for the hereafter. Like a farmer, he makes sure he plants his seeds, waters them, and he gives enough sunlight, etc. He does everything. And especially when the season is for that. And then when it's the season to harvest and take his crops and get his fruits, how much joy is there? So this dunya is a plantation for the hereafter. So respected mothers and sisters, the greatest success for us is what Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. And we should live a life and we should be beloved of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Become beloved of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And how does a person become beloved of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Allah says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Allah commands Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah says, if you love Allah, say, Rasulullah commands, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala commands Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Then do my ittiba, follow in my footsteps. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah will forgive your sins. So if you love Allah, follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and become Habibullah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Habibullah, he was beloved of Allah. And to follow in the footsteps of Habibullah, a person also becomes Habibullah, he becomes beloved of Allah. Allah starts loving him. فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you and also Allah will forgive our sins. I always teach this dua. اللهم رزقنا اتباع نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah enable us to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم ظاهرا in the apparent. How Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to eat, drink, sleep. What he used to wear. Rasulullah used to wear cotton clothes, right? He used to wear white clothes. He said, wear white, right? So things like that. Because some of these sunnats for male and female, equal. That even the men could act upon it, and even the women could act upon it. To wear white clothes, he said, ilbisu albiyaz. So sometimes on Friday, maybe not all times because we have to work in the house, and they'll get dirty very easily. So at least on Friday, sometimes wear white clothes. So it remind of us, of our kafan and our death and their life hereafter. So, Allahumma rizukna ittiba nabiyyina Muhammad sallam zahir. Oh Allah, enable us to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallam the zahir.
English is better.
So, Allah enable us to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallam in the zahir, in the apparent. Zahirin, wa batinan, and in the batin, in the internal. Like we say, bimariya, the purification of the inner self, the purification of the heart, we say that, right? So Allah subhanahu enable us to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem in the batin, you need free, the heart being free from show, riya, ostentation, to have true ikhlas, to the heart being humble, not to have takabbur, not to have ill feelings, not to have hatred, and kina, bugs, hasad, jealousy with anybody. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya bunay, in qadarat, O my beloved son, if you can spend if you are capable of spending a morning and an evening, O my beloved son Anas, if you are capable that your 24 hours you spend in this state, what is the state? Laysa fi qalbika ghish li ahdin faf'al. That in your heart you have no anchor, no malice, no hatred, no jealousy, ghish, for anybody, do so. وَذَٰلِكَ مِن سُنَّتِي. And this is my sunnati. And a person who loves my sunnah, كَانَ مَعِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. He will be with me on the day of judgment. Allah make us with Rasulullah SAW on the day of judgment. So this is sunnati batani. Not to hate anybody, not to be jealous of anybody, right? To have always good, to have a clean heart with everybody. Our Hazrat Bajan Nawarullah Murkadu, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahim Mutala Nawarullah Murkadu, he was a person of a very clean heart. He never used to keep ill grudges with anybody. Narazgi, to be upset with somebody. Yes, there is. After forgiven, forget. They say, forgive and forget. Khalas, we shouldn't hate anybody. Muslims never hate. Muslims are rohama bainum. Yes, we can have difference of opinions. We can become naraz about something with somebody for how long? Most is 3 days. But never should we hate forever. So Allahumma rizukna itiba nabiyyina Muhammad sallam zahiran. وَبَاطِنًا. Or even in the batin, Allah enable us to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وَقَوْلًا. And in verbs, in talking, how Rasulullah Sallam used to speech, how you used to talk, how you used to give da'wat in tabligh. قَوْلًا. وَفِعْلًا. And in actions, how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's, his actions, and everything to follow in the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his verbal manner, in an action manner. Wa qawlan wa fi'lan wa ibadatan, in worship. How Rasulullah used to worship, that's the way we should worship. Wa akhlaqan, in our moral etiquettes, in our social behavior in our life. Wa tafakkuran, and even in thinking. Allah enable us to think like Rasulullah right now. How would Rasulullah be thinking? What would he be thinking of? He'd be thinking, and he'd be probably even worried about right now, Masjid al-Aqsa is surrounded and is going to be broken down. Our third Qibla, Masjid al-Aqsa, we should be making dua. You know, we should be crying and making dua for our brothers and sisters in Palestine and all those countries in the world where they're being, you know, they're being tortured right now. You know, in Palestine, in Masjid al-Aqsa, the enemies of Islam intend to break down Masjid al-Aqsa. We should be crying for that. We should be making dua. And you know, and our brothers and sisters all around the world, you know, who are less fortunate. Today we have all the ni'mats, alhamdulillah, in respect of clothes, shelter. We even have a, you know, roof over our head. We even have enough food, alhamdulillah. We have so many things. But when we see our brothers and sisters, many, they don't even have a roof over their heads. They're afraid that any time a bomb might fall in their house and blow up their house. Any time enemies will come in and, you know, do anything to them. So this is the way the ummah is right now. So even in tafakkur, even in thought, even in thinking, Allah enable us to think like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at all times. And there's another dua. Allahumma rizukna ittiba' nabiyyana Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi kulli zaman. O Allah, enable us to follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every zamana, at all times. Wa fi kulli makan, in every place. Wa fi kulli hal, in every situation. Every human is in three situations. He's in a zamana. What's a zamana for us today? Today is 13th of Shawwal. What is it? 13th of Shawwal. What? We're in a makan. We're in a house. Huh? We're in a place. And another place that we're in is the nisbat of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, one of Muhammad Zakaria and Hazrat Bajan. We are in Darul Uloom. We're Mahadur Rashid al-Islamiyah. Oh ho. We're in a very blessed place where Hazrat Shaykh Nawarullah made many du'as and he used to cry. And from Medina Munawwara, a special du'a for Darul Uloom Bari, England, and Mahadur Rashid. And one of the last masjids where Hazrat Shaykh Nawarullah put the foundation, or he sent somebody to put the foundation, is this masjid, Mahadur Rashid, Masjid Zakaria. Right? This masjid here. So we're in fi Allahumma rizukna ittiba' nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi kulli zaman, in every time, in every place, right? So in a house, in Madar Rashid, we're in every place. This place has big nisbat. One is a person, he's doing sins outside, and one person is in madrasa, in a Darul Uloom. He's surrounded by, alhamdulillah, Quran and Hadith, Qala Allah, Qala Rasul, and mashallah, and he can hear the azan, right? And everything. And then even then, he has much more chances of, you know, staying away from sins and doing better and doing good and preparing for the akhirat. But even then, if a person neglects, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us away and Allah will bring somebody else. So, وَفِي كُلِّ زَمَانٍ وفي كل مكان and وفي كل اللهم رزقنا اتباع نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل زمان, in every zamana, in every time, وفي كل مكان, every place, and وفي كل حال, in every situation, right? Every person is in a situation. Some people are very happy. Some people, you know, so tomorrow they're going to have a wedding, so they're very happy. Okay, so-and-so, my son or daughter is going to... Some people have the birth, you know, of a child, right? So there's, you know, some places there's going to be death, so there's crying. So some people, there's, you know, there's joy, there's happiness in every hal, in every situation, right? So Rasulullah ﷺ went through many situations. Imagine his wife passed away as a Khadija al-Kubra. There's Hazrat Fatima, the little one. There's Hazrat Zainab, Ruqayya, Umm Kulthum. All these daughters of his, he has to take care of. There's Tayyib Tahir, his sons, right? All this. So Rasulullah ﷺ lost his wife. Rasulullah ﷺ at the age of 6, right? Lost his mother, Amina radiallahu anha. Rasulullah ﷺ, even he comes into the world as yatim. So a person, he's in a hal. He's in a situation. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah enable us to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam at all times, all places, and all situations. Right now, I said today is the 13th of Shawwal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ahabul a'mali ilallahi adwamuha wa inqalla." The best deeds in the sight of Allah are the ones that are done regularly, punctually, even though they may be little. We see that the month of Ramadan has passed. On Friday, in the Friday Bayan, I was telling the brothers, my friends, I was telling the brothers in the Bayan, that look, many of us stayed awake in the month of Ramadan all night long. Many of us didn't, many Quran Khatam, many of us, fasted. Many of us did many good deeds. So I said, okay, now everybody, and I say to my respected mothers and sisters, even you make intention, inshallah. See, today, bayan and all this, it's not, today everything is for entertainment. My Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sa'd Ahmad Barakatuhum, he says, ye sunna aur kehna, ye sab nafs ke liye ho gaya. All this talking and all this listening is for nafs, entertainment. So we shouldn't do, the Sahaba and the Tabi'in and the Taba Tabi'in, the Salafi Salihin, they used to act upon everything that they used to say. And also they used to, when they used to listen to a talk of Quran Hadith, they would listen for the sake of what? To act upon. So today, this is what we need, is to put knowledge into practice. Right? So I was saying in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we did many things. So one of the things that we had to do all 30 days, and even the sisters did, except the days when Allah excused them, that we fasted, right, throughout the month of Ramadan. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful. Something Allah has prescribed and made faraz upon us. And on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Allah will first of all, will take hisab, will take account of namaz, of salat. So if your salat is complete, well and done. Then your other a'mal will be looking, Allah will look at it and Allah will take hisab. Now if the salat, if your farz salat, there's deficiency, if it's not complete, there's shortcomings in it, there's something wrong in it, then Allah will say to the angels, look if my servant has any nafil ibadat, non-obligatory. One is 2 rakat farz of fajr, 4 rakat farz of dhuhr, then there's 4 of asr, 3 of what? 3 of maghrib, and 4 of isha, and then 3 of watar wajib, right? So this is the salat that is prescribed and compulsory upon us. But then Allah will say also look at his nafil, his non-obligatory, the sunnat and nawafil. Yes, he has some. So in every amal, in every deed, Allah will look. So Allah will say, look at his faraz roza, his faraz fasting in the month of Ramadan. Oh no, there's some shortcomings here. Now look at, does he have any nafil? So Allah will look at the nafil and the nafils will fill up any shortcomings that are in the faraz. So I say, look, this dunya is for the akhirat. How, if a person is traveling from distant, for example, we're going to travel to Lusaka. So when we're going, or we're going to the game, right? So now when a person is going to the game, he will say he's taking enough food, enough petrol, enough money, cash, right? Why? Because we're traveling, and when a person is a musafir, to reach his destination and that, then there's maybe a lot of emergencies, a lot of things, a lot of needs, and there's customs and everything. So we're traveling to the hereafter. So it will be only foolish if a traveler thinks, oh no, I only need this much, and that's enough. He will always take extra. So same way for the akhirat, when we go to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should always take extra. So alhamdulillah, Allah enabled us to fast in the month of Ramadan. But now, like I said, before fara'is, there's always nawafil. There's always sunnat muqida and nawafil. Look, before the month of Ramadan, what month did Rasulullah ﷺ the fast the most in? Month of Ramadan, everybody has to fast faraz. But what is the month in which Rasulullah ﷺ fasts more than any other month? It said in narration of Bukhari Muslim that Rasulullah ﷺ used to fast in Shaban more than any other month. In one narration, he used to fast the whole month but a little. The whole month of Shaban. And one reason why Rasulullah ﷺ used to fast in Shaban is he used to remind the Azwaj Mutaharat radiallahu ta'ala anhunna, our mothers, Hazrat Aisha, Siddiqa radiallahu, Hazrat Sauda, Hazrat Hafsa, Hazrat Zainab, Umme Kulthum, Hazrat Safiya, Hazrat Juwayriya, right, Umme Salama, Umme Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anhunna, all our mothers, he used to remind them. You remember last Ramadan, if you have any fast, then One reason why Rasulullah used to fast in Shaban more than any other month, one reason is that they say that if the Azwaj Mutahharat, they had to do qadha of their fast that they missed in Ramadan, their faraz fast that they could not fast last Ramadan, 6 days, 7 days, 5 days, because of their haze, of their menstruation, then they should do the qadha. So Rasulullah used to encourage by him, he also used to fast more in this month. That remember now faraz is coming, before this faraz comes, make sure you fulfill that other faraz last month, Ramadan. But that's not just why Rasulullah used was a habitual of fasting every Mondays and Thursday. So today is Thursday. Rasulullah used to fast in Ayyam Bees. Ayyam Bees means when the moon is out full. 13, 14, 15. Today, what day is it today? Today is the 13th of Shawwal. Also, today is Yom Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. It says in a hadith, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمُ سَيَّهْدِيك فَلْيَسَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِكُ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ سَيَّهْدِيكَ. Say, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. O Allah, we ask for your fadl. Why? Because it says in the hadith of Bukhari, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمُ سَيَّهْدِيكَ. When you hear the cock, the rooster, you hear the rooster right now, right? So you say, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Allahumma rizukna ittiba nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi kulli zaman, wa fi kulli makan, wa fi kulli hal. So in the hadith of Bukhari, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and look, the whole world, internet and all this garbage, WhatsApp, if this iPhone, Dajjali phone, they call it the iPhone, it's because it's Dajjali phone, you know, this is all Dajjali stuff. You know this phone and all this stuff that we have? This is all nonsense. This, you know, cell phone, and all this. This all could give us wrong news, wrong stuff. Quran and Hadith, 100% true. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you hear the rooster making the noise, then ask for Allah's fadl. Why? Because you know this rooster, it saw an angel. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. You saw an angel. Right now you saw an angel. You can't see. I cannot see. No human could see maybe. Maybe if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was here, he may be seen. Maybe some waliullah, maybe Abba Jan or some, you know, awliya Allah kiram, they could see the angels, right? Because why? This is a surrounding of Quran and Hadith. Right now we're talking Quran and Hadith. So angels are going to surround this gathering. Angels are coming down right now. Maybe they can see these angels. That cock, it saw the angels. Me and you cannot see the angels, right? So you know, mashallah, Zakir, you're lucky. You have a rooster here. When on Laylatul Qadr, when on the last 10 days of Ramadan, when you hear this thing go kukuru all throughout the night, more, then know that it's Laylatul Qadr. Why? Because tanazzalul malaikatu warruh. Because malaika come down and ruh come down. Ruhi ameen. And Jibreel salatu salam. Salamun hiya hatta matla'i fajr. Until fajr time, the angels keep coming on Laylatul Qadr. So when you have a rooster, because Rasulullah spoke true, didn't he? We believe Rasulullah, if we cannot see or we could see. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha sami'tumu sayyahdik," when you hear the noise of the rooster, of the cock, of the rooster, say, "Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik, falyas'alullah min fadli." Allah ka fazl mango jab tum ha uski awaz suno, deek ki awaz suno, to Allah ki fazl mango, ask for Allah's fazl, fa innahu ra'at, because it has seen an angel. And when you hear the neighing of a donkey, then ask refuge in Allah from shaitan, because his shame is shaitan. When you hear the donkey making noise, then say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan. This is the hadith of Bukhari. So Allah enable us to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time. So where was I? I was saying, today is the 13th of Shawwal. Today is Thursday. Rasulullah SAW used to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. So if somebody, and I was reminding the friends that look, in the month of Ramadan, we fasted faraz. So before the month of Ramadan, there was nafil, Shaban fasting. And then after the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man saama Ramadan, thumma atba'u sittam min Shawwal kana ka siyami ad-dahr." A person who fasts in the month of Ramadan and then fasts the 6 days of Shawwal, it's like he fasted throughout all his life, all the year. Look, I said to all my friends, every one of you, inshallah, all night, every day do ibadat. Not just in Ramadan, all night we stayed awake, or in the last 10 days, or in on the 21st and the 23rd and the 25th and the 27th and 29th night we stayed awake, on the Eid night we stayed awake night. And why? Because Laylatul Qadr. No, inshallah we should stay awake all night in worship. I said to my brothers in Friday, all of us should. So now everybody was freaking out. Everybody was getting scared. And Mawlana is giving us, you know, he thinks that we're like those pious people that all night. But you know, from Quran and Hadith, then I told him, look, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person who reads Fajr, Isha Salat with Jamaat is like he worshipped half of the night in one narration. Or in one narration, it's like he worshipped the whole night. And if he reads Fajr Salat with Jamaat, it's like he worshipped the other half of the night. So whole night he done ibadat. So how do we do ibadat all night? Is we read Fajr Salat with Jamaat and Isha Salat with Jamaat. Now, problematic for sisters. My mothers and sisters must be thinking. So on Wednesday, when my wife told me that I have to talk here, then I was thinking that, you know, what I talked to the brothers on Friday, I'll encourage my sisters and my mothers, inshallah, to do that too. So I want them to do ibadat all night too. So now, what I was thinking yesterday whilst I was reading Quran, that what am I going to say to them? Because they don't read Fajr Salat with Jamaat and Isha Salat with Jamaat. Because the best Salat for you is in the most private part of your house, right? For the women, for the sisters. So now what is for you? So they know this hadith came to my mind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is authentic hadith too, hadith of Bukhari and Muslim. You can even find it in Riyazu Salihin. The hadith of Bukhari Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who reads the last two ayats of Surah Baqarah, then kafatahu, it will suffice him. And one meaning is it will suffice him, it will compensate for him of qiyamul layl all night long. So all my sisters, at night, even in your days, you can read it with the intention of wazifa, with the intention of dua. If you read it at night, you can even read it. No night should go by that you don't read. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كلنا آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين أمين الله أكبر. So this two last ayats, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. Then كلنا آمن بالله, right to وعفو عنا. Now if the sisters don't know it, inshallah, open up Surah Baqarah every night before you sleep, and the last page or the last two ayats of Surah Baqarah, inshallah, read it every night. Inshallah, in about by next year, when I come next year, if Allah brings me, or whenever Allah wills, by the next time I come, you'll know, inshallah, by 1 year, 2 years, you'll know it off by heart just by reading it every night. So if you do this every night you read the last two ayats of Surah Baqarah, kafatahu, it will be like you worship all night, right? For the brothers, they will obviously go to the masjid for Fajr Salat and Isha Salat with Jamaat, inshallah. And for you sisters, inshallah, you will do this, inshallah. In Sunnah, we have everything. Quran, Hadith, Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah have mercy, Allah send salawat, most benedictions and salawat and durood on Rasulullah. Today is Thursday night too. Read lots of salawat. One special deed that we're supposed to do on Fridays, after Maghrib, Friday starts today, right? It's salawat on Rasulullah. So read a lot of salawat. Look at this. Everywhere, even for our mothers and sisters, there's a way out, and there's, inshallah, you'll get it. So inshallah, all night, everybody will do ibadat, inshallah. So when you sleep, like you say, Bismik Allahumma mutawahi Allahumma Bismik mutawahi Allahumma kini adabak kul ya ayyuhal kafirun kul huwa Allah ayatul kursi and Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk Bismika rabbi wada'tu jambi. You read all these other duas. Also, every night read Amanu Rasulu until the end, the last two ayats of Surah Baqarah. So when you do that, have yaqeen. All night I've worshipped. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's authentic hadith, he said, for sure, inshallah Allah, I expect from you the reward of all night. So all night, all through the year, we're going to do ibadat inshallah. Right? And then all through the year, I want everybody to fast. Everybody should fast every day. Who's going to fast every day inshallah? Make intention. Okay, how? Now, right now, I said a hadith. Man sama Ramadan, a person who fasts the month of Ramadan. So how many days did we fast in the month of Ramadan? 30 days. And then after that, man sama Ramadan, thumma atba sitta min Shawwal. And then after that, he or she fasted 6 days of Shawwal. Kana kasiyamid dahr. This Imam Muslim, this is authentic hadith. Imam Muslim has narrated this hadith. That man sama Ramadan, a person who fasts in the month of Ramadan, jisne Ramadan ka roze rakhe, 30 din ya 19 din, fir 6 din Shawwal ke, and then 6 days of Shawwal, kana kasiyam ad-dahr, is like he fasted throughout his life, every day throughout the year, like throughout fasting day. Because when you bring 30 fast to Allah, man jaa bil hasana falahu ashram thariha. Allah says in the Quran, a person who brings one good deed, Allah multiplies for sure 10 times. So always have this yaqeen. For sure Allah will give me 10 times. And then, fi kulli sumbulatin mi'atu habba. Then Allah can multiply up to 700. Then, wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Then Allah can multiply much as He wants. And about fasting, Allah says, wa ana zubi, I become His reward. So imagine how much for fasting Allah will give. Even more than that. But for sure, for one fast, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik, for one fast, inshallah, we will get 10 rewards. So 30 days we fasted. So 30 times 10 equals 300. And then 6 days of Shawwal. How much is that? 360. How many days are there in the lunar calendar in the Islamic year? Less than 360, isn't there? 355, 350 days, right? So this is in the Islamic year. So all through the year, inshallah, we'll fast. Also, if a person fasted today, a person who fasted today, he can make intention. Look, Thursday, Rasulullah used to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. Rasulullah used to fast on Ayyami Biz. Ayyami Biz means when the moon is out full. And scientifically, it says the moon has a very, about 15, 20 years ago, when I was teaching in England, in Madinat Ulum, there I read a book about scientific facts. So it said that the moon, when it's out full, it has a very much effect on the human body. It says the desires and the carnal desires explode, the ego explodes, and a person does a lot of wrong things. So we see zina and all these other sins are committed in these, especially when the moon is out in full, right? So it says the best way to crush your desires is to fast. So Rasulullah ﷺ used to fast every month, even when he was in Safar, even when he was traveling, 13, 14, 15. 13 is when the moon is out full. 14 is full moon. And 15, too, the moon is full moon, too. These 3 days. It's called Ayyami Biz. Ayyam means days. Biz mean the bright days. So the bright days. And why do they call them Ayyami Biz? It's because the moon is out full. So Rasulullah used to fast on the full moon. So today is the 13th. So I was encouraging my brothers on Friday that this whole week, Monday, Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So if you fast 6 days, it will be 6 days of Shawwal. Also, you will get Mondays and Thursdays. Rasulullah ﷺ used to fast every Mondays and Thursday because he said, Mondays, I was born, and also on Monday, I got Nabuwat. And also, Rasulullah ﷺ said, Amal go up on Mondays and Thursday. And I wish my Amal go to Allah. Look how humble Rasulullah ﷺ. He said, I wish that my Amal go to Allah in the state that I am fasting. So Rasulullah ﷺ used to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. So we should fast, inshallah. And also, if you fasted, a person can fast. So I encourage my brothers on Friday that if you fast this whole week, you'll also get Ayyami Biz, and also you'll get the 6 days of Shawwal. So today, a person could have made 3 niyat intention. Oh Allah, I fasted, this is my 4th day of Shawwal. Oh Allah, this is also a Thursday. Oh Allah, also this is Ayyami Biz. Right? So inshallah, every Thursdays and Fridays, we should try to fast. Every Ayyami Biz, all through. And for you people, it's very easy. Right now, what time do we break our fast? 5:41 is Maghrib, sunset. And 5:44, Azan is given after 3 minutes. So we break our fast at 5:54. And what time does Suhoor finish? Sahari finish? Sahari finishes at 4:48, right? 4:48. And in Canada, what time does Suhoor finish? Canada, Suhoor finishes about 3:30. a.m. And you know what time fasting finishes? 8:30 right now. In Ramzan, we were fasting until 9 o'clock. For you, it's very easy to fast every Mondays and Thursday. So we should always have extra for our journey for the hereafter. So have extra nafil fast. So Allah enable us to fast, right? Much as we can. And the most best deeds in the sight of Allah are the ones that are done regularly. So alhamdulillah, we fasted 30 days. So we should also fast in the 6 days of Shawwal. And the ulama, they say that it doesn't have to be straight after Ramadan. I mean, obviously we can't fast on Eid day, but first of Shawwal. But after the other 29 days, we can fast any days. And it doesn't have to be six together. So say somebody fasts on Mondays and Thursdays. Say today, tomorrow he fasts. And then because of the Yami Bees, and also he fasts the day of Shawwal. And then also on Mondays and Thursdays. And then he doesn't have to fast together 6 days. He can fast any 6 days, anytime, any in this month of Shawwal. So inshallah, we'll get this reward inshallah. Allah enable us to act upon this. Okay, so two things. So this is two presents I give you inshallah. One more present I want to give you all before I go. Look, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said to his uncle, Hazrat Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala, should I not give you a present? Should I not give you a hadiah? So what was the present? He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his uncle salatu tasbih. And he said to his uncle, if you can do this every day, try to do this every day. If not every day, then once a week. If not once a week, then once a month. If not once a month, try to do it once in a lifetime, salatu tasbih. Now, I don't want to explain the whole method. What you can do is pick up fadhaili a'mal, tablighi nisab, fadhaili a'mal. In fadhaili a'mal, in fadhaili dhikr, the virtues of dhikr, right at the end, the last 3, 4, 5 pages of fadhaili dhikr, it shows the whole method, it has got the whole narration, the hadith, and try to read salatu tasbih, inshallah, every day. And if you can't do it every day, then once a week. Now, you know, there's a book called Hazrat Sheikh and His Adherence to the Sunnah. Hazrat Sheikh or Intibai Sunnah by Sufi Iqbal Sahib. How Hazrat Sheikh used to act upon the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sufi Iqbal Sahib said, Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Muhammad Zakaria, every Friday, he used to read Salatul Tasbih. So if you can read it every Friday, try to do so. And then under there, in the commentary, Hazrat Sufi Iqbal Sahib said, some of the Quddam of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya, Nawrallahu Murkadahu, they read every day Salatul Tasbih. So when I was a student and I read this book, Hazrat Shaykh al-Kitabai Sunnat, I used to think, who can read Salatul Tasbih every day? Who can act upon this part of the Hadith? That if you can read it every day, do so. So I said, what Qadim does this? And then Allah... See, I had a desire that I wanted to see this Buzruq, this Qadim of Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya. I want to see these Quddams. So I used to see Hazrat Abbajan, Maulana Abdul Rahim, Sahib Nawarullahu Murkadahu. Every day he used to read Salatul Tasbih. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahim, Sahib Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahim, Abbajan, Nawarullahu Murkadahu. Every day he used to read Salatul Tasbih. Now, sisters, inshallah, will you read Salatul Tasbih every day? Okay. Inshallah, I'm going to give you easy Salatul Tasbih. There's a Mukhtasar Salatul Tasbih. If somebody has Mukhtasar al-Hizbul Azam of Sufi Iqbal Sahib at the end, there's a procedure of Mukhtasar Salatul Tasbih. Ibn Khuzaymah, Ibn Hibban in their Sahih, Imam Tirmizi, Imam Hakim in his Mustadrak, and Ibn Khuzaymah, Ibn Hibban in their Sahih, Imam Tirmizi, and Imam Nasai have narrated this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Umm Sulaym radiyallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Umm Sulaym radiyallahu ta'ala and has said to him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me some words that I read in my salat. And whatever dua I make, my dua is accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said that whatever dua you make after reading these words in your salat, your dua is accepted. So the ulama, they call this mukhtasar, brief, short, salatul tasbih. So how can you do it? You know, after Dhuhr we read 2 rakat sunnah, then we read 2 rakat nafil. Or after wudu, when you do wudu, and then you read 2 rakat nafil namaz, which is tahiyyatul wudu, right? Where you read 2 rakat wudu namaz, then you can make intention, oh Allah, I'm also reading 2 rakat after wudu, and Allah, I'm also reading 2 rakat, mukhtasar, brief, salatul tasbih. And then what do you have to do? Read normal 2 rakat nafil namaz. And at the end, Before you do salam, you say Subhanallah 10 times, Alhamdulillah 10 times, Allahu Akbar 10 times.
So how long will it take you? 30 seconds. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, 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 Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And then whatever dua you make, your dua is accepted. This is called Mukhtasar, brief Salatul Tasbih. Every day, inshallah, you'll read this, inshallah. We can't maybe read the long one, the four rakat one, Subhanallah, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, 300 times, right? The long one. Maybe we can't read it every day, maybe just on Fridays, if not once a month, if not at least once a year in Ramadan, at least, right? And at least once in a lifetime we can read it. So the sisters, inshallah, when you do Ta'lim of Fadail-e-Dhikr, read the last hadith. Inshallah, in there, you can see the whole procedure. But today I want to give you the gift of Mukhtasar, brief Salatul Tasbih. So how is it? It's two rakat you read. Hazrat Umm Sulaym said, the Rasulullah taught me that I read two rakat and then I read Subhanallah 10 times, Alhamdulillah 10 times, Allahu Akbar 10 times. And then whatever dua you make, your dua is accepted. This is called, the ulama, they say this is called Mukhtasar, brief Salat Tasbih. And there's no place in the hadith, it doesn't say when to, in ruku or sajda or ruku or in qiyam, it doesn't say when to read this 10. But Sufi Iqbasab said, if you want to read it just before salam, meaning after tashahud in dua, after we read at-tahiyyat and dua, then read it 10 times. So Allah enable us to act upon these things, inshallah. So inshallah, every day we'll read Salatul Tasbih. Inshallah, we'll fast throughout the year. And inshallah, we'll worship Allah, inshallah, every night, inshallah. Allahumma razuqna itiba nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, zahiran wa batinan wa qawlan wa fi'lan wa ibadan wa adan wa akhlaqan wa tafakkaran. You know, sister told me to talk about Hazrat Bajan rahmatullah alayhi. So I told you a practice of Hazrat Bajan nawrallahu makadahu. You know, there's a book, Mere Bajan. Mere Bajan, in there, you can read Mere Bajan. It's in Urdu, inshallah it will be translated in English too. It's the whole life of Hazrat Bajan written by his brother, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Damat Barakatum, Allah prolong his shadow over the Ummah. And there at the end too, I written some stuff in there too, about 4 or 5 pages too, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib had commanded me in there too. I mentioned how, you know, Rasulullah, if somebody, Sufi Iqbal Sahib, in this beginning of this book, Hazrat Shaykh in Kitabai Sunnat, he said that if somebody was to ask me my Shaykh's akhlaq, I would say his akhlaq in his life was that, the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So I wrote in there that if somebody, you know, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life and his akhlaq was Quran, khuluquhu al-Quran. And if somebody was to ask, you know, Hazrat Sufi Iqbal Sahib, he said that I would say about my Shaykh, his akhlaq was that of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if somebody was to ask me about Hazrat Bajan's akhlaq, his life, then I would say his akhlaq was that of his Shaykh. And Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya's akhlaq was that of the Hadith. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's akhlaq was Quran. So Hazrat Bajan's life was Quran and Hadith. Hazrat Shaykh's life was Quran and Hadith. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life was the Quran. And then we have to follow his example. Allah enable us to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah accept us all. And especially if you're fasting, then when you do iftari time, dua is accepted. Make dua for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Make dua especially for Haramain Sharifin. Make dua that Allah Ta'ala protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah accept us all. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka. Make special dua for me too. Allah Ta'ala accept us all. Jazakumullah barakallahu. Assalamualaikum. Minutes because we started late and I saw the sisters coming, so we started late. You said 45 minutes.